But Braylee Brown joins us this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Braylee, appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
Good. Enjoyed talking with you on Saturday. And your offense had a huge day, as I mentioned. The run game really set the stage. 566 yards of total offense in that game. 338 on the ground. Derek Holmes, another big game. And, you know, after that initial turnover on a tipped pass that the defense held Fort Lewis just a field goal, you guys never looked back. 55 unanswered points to win easily on Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, after looking at the stat sheet, I felt a lot better than I did when I came off the field, because something that we preach to the guys is the pursuit of perfection. And it was a sloppy, sloppy 55-point game. And like I said, after looking at the stat sheet after, okay, we did good. We improved in the areas that we needed to. But there was some stuff to clean up that when we do face a top-tier team that they will take advantage of. And so we had some things to work on, but it was very good that we could do that. With the mistakes that we made, and so that was really a bright spot in the day that we could overcome those mistakes, and we have a really good defense, and we knew that going into the game, and it holds true after.
Well, Carr-Center threw just his second interception of the season, and that ball that got bad looked like it was a slant route, and like I said, they turned that into the field goal. But Karst, another strong game, 228 yards. He played really well. But when you look at one of the areas that you're referencing, and that was the turnovers by your football team, the fumbles that you had the four fumbles, three of them that Fort Lewis recovered. It seemed like the blind side, they were able to get to your blind side a little bit and knocked ahead a couple of plays. They knocked the ball out of Carson Hunter's hands.
Yeah, it was just – we kind of just lost our details. And going into a game like that, details matter more than anything. And so we lost our details. We got lazy on a pass set one time. Morian Walker on a run mesh, you know, he's been out for a couple weeks. And so him and Karst, their reps together in practice have been limited. And so just little stuff like that we look back and reflect on the last 2 weeks. Have we worked on this? Have we done this enough? And it goes back to how we practice. And it really translated from the practice field to the game field more than I've ever seen. And so we really are emphasizing the little details of that stuff this week to get that cleaned up.
Braylee Brown, Mavericks offensive coordinator with us on the Team Sports Network. Derek Holmes, another sensational game. 8 carries. He's only had 8 carries, but he had 133 yards. One of those was a 55-yard run. He had a couple of touchdowns. And once again, Braylee's always a factor as a receiver as well. A couple of catches for 58 yards. Another sensational game for Derek Holmes.
Yeah, Derek's kind of the kid that you want. If we had 10 of him, then we would be really happy with that. After the game, I said, man, he had a good game. He said, oh, offensive line had a good game. It was easy for me. The holes were wide open. He's just one of those kids. Doesn't want any credit. He's an all-around kid. And, like I said, if he's a kid that we had 10 of those guys on our team, we'd be perfectly fine.
Really,
and so his success is he works really, really hard. And so everything that he's getting on the field, he's worked for off the field. And so that's really good to see that translate.
Mavs offensive coordinator Braylee Brown with us on the Team Sports Network. Karst Hunter, 15-22, 218, couple of touchdowns through the air. He also had that pick, as I mentioned, on a ball that was batted, and Karst also had a couple of rushing touchdowns. From where he started in that first game against William Jewell to where he is now, Braylee, I mean, you're a former college quarterback. Where have you seen the biggest improvement for Karst in this first season of being a collegiate starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think the game is slowing down for him. He, like we said last week, this is his first time seeing 11 people on the field as a quarterback. And so the game is slowing down for him. His reads are getting easier, and he's getting a lot more confidence, right? He's getting a lot more confidence. Okay, 1, 2, 3 is not there. Take off and run. And so that's something that he's really prided himself on. He's very, very athletic, and we knew that we needed to work on his reads a little bit. And these past 3 or 4 weeks, his completion percentage has been where we want it to be. And he's won over the team, and he's starting to be more vocal at practice. He's starting to get on guys if they're not, you know, living up to our standards or practicing to our standards. And so that's good to see kind of him taking control of it and me not having to do that.
Braylee Brown, Mavericks offensive coordinator with us today on the Team Sports Network. Right now you have the top scoring offense in the conference right now. Mavericks averaging 39.5 points per game. It's a matchup of strength against strength. Your offense, the top scoring offense in the conference, the top scoring defense, along with Colorado School of Mines, they're only giving up 13.6 points per football game. This is a really good defense that Greg Brandon has.
Yeah, they have a good defense. They fly around with the ball, and that's kind of what they pride themselves on. But you know, we have a really good offense, too, and we're really excited for a challenge. I mean, this is why you play college football, right? You got the number three team in the country coming into your place. And so what more can you ask for? It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful crowd. It's going to be a fun Saturday.
Gabe Quartz for them is their top tackler. I know that I believe Coach Jack said that was a player that he's previously recruited. But tell me about this defense a little bit, because Quartz has been an outstanding player, big part of that defense.
Yeah, something that's impressive with these guys, like I said, they fly around, and there's not a guy that has just out like incredible stats, right? They all have between 30 to 40 to 50 tackles, and so that's something that if you look at a stat sheet, nobody really stands out, but they're all really, really solid. And so they play really good team defense, and if you turn on the film, there's 11 people around the ball every single play. And so it's going to be a good challenge for us, but I think that we're ready for it. We got a really good offense, too. Like I told my guys yesterday, I said we're not top 10 in the country for no reason. And so I think when we go out there with confidence and we envision ourselves making those plays, I think that we'll be fine. It'll be a good battle. It'll be a good challenge. And after the game, we'll have a good idea of where we really are.
Mavs offensive coordinator Braylee Brown with us on the Team Sports Network. And when you look at what they've been able to do in terms of generating pressure, Braylee, they have the second best sack total in the conference right now. They have 26 sacks coming in. So obviously protecting Karst is going to be crucial this Saturday against that salty Ordigers defense.
Yeah, and something that they do well is they come off the ball every single play, right? There's not going to be a play that those guys take off. And that's the ones, or when they put the twos in there, the twos also go hard. And so we're going to have to be ready every single play, no matter what the score is, no matter what the situation in the game is, because we know when that ball snapped that the defense is going to come 100 miles an hour. And so we just got to be ready for it, and we got to be expecting it. And I'm excited. I'm excited. It's a good challenge. But like I said, this is why you play college football. I think our guys are ready for it, too. And so we'll put a ball down at 1 o'clock Saturday, and we'll see what happens.
Braylee Brown, Mavericks offensive coordinator with us on the Team Sports Network. You've faced a really good defense in CSU Pueblo and that double overtime loss there. I would imagine, though, this is probably the most talented defense that you've faced so far this season.
Yeah, Pueblo had a lot of good athletes, individual athletes. This is the best team defense that we faced this season. And obviously the statistics show that. Statistics don't lie at this time of the year. And so this is a really good team defense. I think Pueblo, athletic-wise, was up to Mines' level as far as their defense. But what this defense does well is they are a very good team defense. They play complementary football, offense and defense. And so, like I keep saying, it's going to be a good challenge, but I think our guys are ready for it. I'm excited to watch our guys go out there and kind of see what we're made of.